I'm still a soul brother. And good night and goodbye. And thank you for listening. Bye.
Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
It's catastrophic.
It is. I'm so annoyed by the number of people that use the word curated now. Every fucking thing is curated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the thing that I like the best about the title of our show, Maldroar, is that it's ironic.
I thought it was just because it was hard to say.
It's not worse than Maldroar's Cure to Catastrophe.
It's better than the cerebellum conflux, whatever that
is. Cornucopia Hour?
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
Which is a rad show you should listen to on Saturday nights.
Speaking of shows, we do have a new DJ in studio training with us today.
DJ TBD?
No. Hop on the mic.
Cool.
DJ Keys, I believe, which is interesting. when they looked it up, there wasn't another DJ Keys, which means it's going to be, you know, not hard to find them on the internet or looking up their shows.
Keys?
Keys.
Like
as in the black and whites. Right? K-E-Y-E-S, yeah.
Or like Keesian.
Keesian. Ken Keesian.
Not that one.
Not that one either.
Oh, I hope that I can get on the air on Tuesday, this Tuesday, 8 a.m.
Oh, you'll be
8 a.m., bright and early.
Excellent. What is the name of the show?
It is called Home Remedies.
Home Remedies. What can we expect to hear on this show?
The start of the show, at least for 2025, is starting with a set of songs that just get into my feelings.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll get into different, maybe 20-minute sets that are themed. So it might be that there's throwbacks from 2015. It might be that there's indie R&B. It might be that there's a Britpop set.
Excellent. Do you choose a remedy?
Sounds like my show.
But I want to know more about the remedies. Like, what are we remedying? Because I feel like we're in a time where all of us can use a little soothing, gentle hands, a little care. So home remedies.
Yeah. Things... songs that help you reflect, maybe a little bit of nostalgia.
I like that.
Yeah,
I'm
more than a little
buried
bit of nostalgia.
Maldor's giving me the look like, yes, you are buried in nostalgia.
Why don't we actually start the show?
Actually, we did. Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday live in studio. We are broadcasting from what we've called the Arts Corridor.
Yes, we made that up.
All right, Marco's going to introduce the show. Let's get started.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
You are tuned into Radio Valencia. .fm. Coming up at 2 o'clock, of course. Yes, it's the no award-winning show. Yeah, the king and queen of Spanishery themselves, Maldoror and Shay from the Bay. Together, they are the curated catastrophe.
Now for something completely different.
This is Maldor's mom. I love listening to Radio Valencia FM. 86.9.
87.9.
Oh. Fuck. On 87.9 Radio Valencia.
I have a nice life with coffee and friends you can call. Could have a Shakespeare collection. Might have read them all. Could have a family that made you nicer than some folks had. Could have a family that you make that isn't so bad. Well, you can build up your armor, dance what life brings. You can dodge when life kicks, and you can duck when life swings. You can outsmart all sadness and outfight with the best. But sometimes life hits you like a chisel to the chest. And
you hear this opening track, you know it's the Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Well, sometimes life hits you. That was by Jeffrey Lewis, opening up the show today on The Cure to Catastrophe, tolerated only on RadioValencia.fm. Maldoror and I are in studio with a new DJ, DJ Keys, whose show will debut this week. What time?
Tuesday, 8 a.m.
Terrific.
Oh, God, that's so early.
And it's called Home Remedies.
It is so early for Home Remedies.
It is a thing that we all need. Well, Maldoror's bright idea today was to do a best of...
I'm not sure I ever have bright ideas.
Well, you have better ideas. And
I have ideas,
was
which is...
to do sort of the best of 2025, and all I can determine from listening to a slew of trash separating the wheat from the chaff is that 2025 seems to have been really fucking terrible.
It sucked in all kinds of ways.
Let's listen to the Lambrini Girls. Oh, it's all girls. Get ready, Maldoror, you're pumped.
Lilith Fair. The concert event that qualifies as the first of its kind.
It's a celebration of great music.
It is awesome because it's all girls.
Can you say no is cunty, getting out of your comfort zone. Learning how to let go is cunty, having cum on my shirt is cunty. Setting boundaries is cunty, respecting others is cunty too. Putting yourself first is cunty, learning to love yourself is cunty. C-U-N-T, I'm gonna do what's best. I'm cunty. That's cunty, C-U-N-T. I'll prioritize my own needs, I'm cunty. That's cunty, 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 wow! Healing your inner child is cunty. Getting therapies is cunty. Having autistic meltdowns, cunty. Dragging behind some bins. Your friends out, stealing shit from chain stores. Cunty. Learning how to let go is cunty. Cunty. Learning how to say no is cunty. C-U-N-T. I'm gonna do what's best for me. I'm cunty. That's cunty. C-U-N-T. I'll prioritize my own needs. I'm cunty. That's cunty. 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 Wow. Five, six, seven, eight. I don't care if you slut shame, I'm cunty. One, two, three, four. I deserve so much more, I'm cunty. Five, six, seven, eight. You can't take that away, I'm cunty. It's Cuntology 101, bitch!
Noising up the whole street anytime I start my car. Neighbours can't believe how black woman got this far. But they rate it still. I was chasing dangerous thrills. Got a pen that's pumping iron away. It's right and staying still. Heard the beat and it gave me chills. place at the right time, and it's time I let my pace build. I ain't gotta be what they on or be in the latest drop. I just walk my ends and I walk Mew Mew with the same damn bop. Tell me why they all dress the same, carbon copy thesis. I cut you with a Japanese silhouette, I know you ain't never seen these pieces. SS Sims 25, yeah, never seen the season. Taking it to another level this year and I got every reason. I feel like I'm the best, so I gotta channel the feeling. For the wicked, there's no rest, believe it. I'm a grown-ass woman, man, at your step. I got enough batty, I got enough breasts. I know how to make a house into a home. When he come home, food set, let her cook. But my man is a Michelin star chef. Grown folks in this house doing grown folk nest. They talk on my name, but that's minor, it's minute. I know my shit, intelligent, and it don't work for your IQ. They told you I'm humble, well, fuck that, you've been lied to. They make it to the top, then I water and dilute. My shit has a standard, couldn't slip if I tried to. I'm too streetwise to get wrapped up in the industry typhoon. Easy enough for me to do them, but they can't do what I do. They can't move how I move. Yeah. Too much I can brag about, too much of winning. These haters is mad about 90s, baby, fatherless child. But who would I be if I did have my dad around? These days, gotta use cold words talking. Who would I stop if I did have my camera out? Who you know mixing genres like me? Do you not get it? I am the baddest out. It's I'm the illest. In Cartier, spending my shillings. Sis said, why do you buy this stuff? I just like it, innit? My dime is an entertainment. Sometimes dancing, sometimes singing. Everybody we know is sinning. Shit, that's for living. Natural hustler, think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a wet dream. I call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety.
Anxiety, keep trying, keep it 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 trying, ke
Bienvenido. You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm.
Bienvenidos.
In that set, which Maldoror did not particularly enjoy.
I like that cover of somebody that I used to know.
From Gautier, which we were corrected by DJ Keys, who is in studio with us. We've also been joined by another DJ whose training. We'll return to her in a second.
Jay Coca.
DJ Jay Coca. In that set, which
Parking is hell today.
Yeah. Don't make me frustrated. We're on air. This is great. That was my Lilith Fair set. We opened up just to irritate Maldor Dochi. That was Little Sims. Maldor also didn't like that. That was Hello Hi.
Before that sucked.
Yeah, before that, terrible. Something that did get a thumbs up, the Lambrini Girls.
I love the Lambrini Girls, but I couldn't play that song because I'm a straight white dude.
Which is
of
so...
Of a certain age.
I have never heard you say that you can't play something because you're this or that.
Well, here we are.
Representing the music that you like that has a message is
fine. I'll be playing more Lambrini Girls later in the show.
Okay, but not that song.
But not Cuntology 101.
It was so good. Lyrics are all about
really fucking good.
Being called a cunt for all these, for doing things that are healthy.
That are normal for a human
for
being.
For yourself. And levels went away. Oh, one moment.
Jiggle the wires.
No, we have another DJ in set that has affected my hearing ability. I'm a deaf. That's the one. Yes, give it up. Say yes for DJ Jiggle. God, that's perfect. You go ahead, girl. So yeah, that was my opening set. This song, or this this entire show, I can say, is dedicated to some really terrible music. 2025
sucked.
Seems to have been terrible. Maldor wanted to do a best of. I went through so many song lists, and the shit was trash. And the only conclusion I could draw is that music platforms should not fucking be democratized. There's too much shit out there. There's too much shit out there. And to top it off, the stuff that I really liked, the artists that I really loved, I found Trent Reznor had a new song out, but it's from a fucking Disney soundtrack. Trent Reznor is now doing music for Tron, a Disney film.
Actually, Nine Inch Nails did that.
Oh my god, sorry. Nine Inch Nails did do that.
It was the first time that it wasn't him and Atticus Ross.
Thank you.
They actually were like, oh yeah, it's a Nine Inch Nails soundtrack. I'm like, is it though?
It was so great to hear his voice again.
Does
he sounded the same as when I was listening to him on the way to the cinch when I was like, you know, trying to go underage drinking on Polk Street.
I've DJed at the cinch.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway. But it was great to hear him, and then I was like, fuck the song. I was like, fuck the song. I don't know how many... Maldoror claims to have picked his playlist from trusted sources. And I would like to know, with all this bullshit out there, how do you trust any of these sources?
Friends.
Okay.
So you know, I always prepare, like, for months in advance for the end-of-the-year best-of. Or possibly I also just... My friend Sean posted it like, here's all the best records of the year from my opinion. And Sean and I have very similar opinions. And so I just stole his shit outright.
I like it. I would like to pause this episode, or Maldor's commentary, for a moment of ekphrasis.
What are we going to describe?
We're going to describe...
The listeners cannot see.
Your outfit. Maldor is in studio today, in his tuxedo, with patent leather shoes.
And?
You look amazing.
Thank you.
What? Where
I
were you?
Up. I was at a memorial service earlier today.
Oh. You wear a tuxedo to a memorial? Really? I don't know. Am I off on that?
Should you not dress up for memorial in your world?
You should certainly dress up, but like a fucking boat. Dude, you look like you're going to prom.
Except I'm not going to get laid later.
Okay. Well, I think like...
Actually,
speaking of, actually, stay tuned for Cheap Hooch.
Actually, I went to prom. I went to prom.
Sorry,
and I didn't get laid then either. So, you know. No, I had a thing I had to attend, and I had to dress up for it because of my role as a former officer who gets dragged back into the current officer roles when people quit like fucking losers.
It's because you don't like to cede control. We can do that off air or on air.
Nice callback.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, Radio Valencia.fm.
So you're going to hate this stuff.
Big surprise.
So really the stuff that I liked best this year
Which you listened to in 3 hours this morning.
Last night.
Okay.
It was screamy. But this is great, except for the woman vocalist.
Fucking Christ.
Okay. I love this. This is Pink Shift, Don't Fight on Radio Valencia.
Don't keep your opinions to yourself.
Running down, goggles on the floor of hell. Running
Listening to the Goethe Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. This entire episode is proof of the fact that 2025 was
sucked.
Fucking terrible. Maldoror and I sifted through so many best of.
A bunch of best of lists.
So much trash. The argument here has been that...
Except for the Lamborghini girls.
Yes, who we will hear from again later.
Did you already back announce your crap?
It's not to say that it was crap. I didn't particularly... Yes, I did. I did. I'll do it again. It was quite a... It was a decent set. It Lilith Fair set.
Oh, sorry. It's just me who didn't write it down.
Yes.
So, sorry. So that was my set.
That was your set.
We kick things off with Pink Shift, which is a band I really like, except for when the girl sings.
Yes.
Because she goes into that, like, screamy hardcore voice. Everything else
it's
about
death
that band
metal.
Is awesome. And then she starts... Well, the... sorry. I'm surrounded by women, and I'm like, well, I don't really like the woman's voice on that.
The whole reason I include that abbreviated Lilith Fair ad is that the ongoing joke is that you don't like female vocalists. We know this. It's okay. In real life, he's a very good feminist.
We also heard Nation by Homefront, another great band that had a great record that came
that
out this year.
Terrible. It sounded like a FIFA anthem.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Except it wasn't dedicating a peace award to some twat.
Which you know what we're alluding to if you're following the news.
And then we finished with Ultra Violence by Lifeguard, which was, you know, fine. It'll get less screamy as we move along, I swear to God.
Okay, well, promises, Maldoror. Up next, we have...
Oh, am I supposed to have queued something up next?
Well, I mean, if you want to run a show, it's a minor detail. We're excited to be in studio. That's my excited voice. We're excited to be in studio with two new DJs today. DJ J. Coca, talk to us. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. You've been training here. You were with John Hell.
That's right.
Pick a mic, any mic, jiggle the wire, and let's go.
This works.
That's it.
Yeah, I've just been training, and so happy that I met John Hill. He's on Monday night, so you can, you know.
I feel like you've been training well with Maldor, too, because you're coughing into the mic, and that's my favorite. I love it. Like
it's the weather. It's so cold.
He presents phlegm. He does.
Then the wine from last night and the drinking. You know, it's just an accumulation of a lot of things.
Were you at a party last night? Did you have a party?
We had a cute little small Friendsmas, a white elephant.
Excellent. Okay, what did you give and what did you get?
Let's see. I did like last minute shopping, so I literally just bought like a bunch of random stuff from a therapy store. That's what it's called.
I love that you leaned into the mic like it's a confession.
They have like cute little like post-it notes, and you can buy like just books and I don't know, like little cute toys and stuff.
What does the post-it note say? Like, don't let the bastards get you down.
Exactly.
Really?
Yes, very motivational things.
Okay.
So yeah, and then I got like pajamas. Unfortunately.
That's, what do you mean, unfortunately?
They were cute, but they're not my size. That's what you get when you do a white elephant.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you have a friend?
But that's not even a white elephant. You're supposed to give something crappy.
Like, you're right.
I disagree.
You're right.
100% disagree.
Wait, what?
What?
No.
But how do you think a white elephant is supposed to work?
I think you're supposed to buy something that is interesting to you. Like, ideally, you have a group of friends that you have shared interests with.
That's true.
And you find something that you're like, this
crack.
Is fucking bitchin', and you buy them a thing, and then anyone who ends up with it, you know that you gave a good gift.
That's
What's wrong
true.
With you?
Kind of, yeah.
No, you're supposed to bring a white elephant, like a piece of, like...
Trash?
Well, check this out.
Not a piece of trash. Something that somebody might want, but it isn't necessarily, like, of value to everyone. Like, you're like, oh, shit, I actually need gardening shears.
Well, as it turns out, oh, right, so then people trade for the object that they want.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be.
I think it's way more fun to give the most desirable item to have people, like, trading for the...
Than tearing each other apart to get the
shit. Oh, yeah. That is so sad. You'd be like, I give a great thing.
That tells me a lot about your character, honestly.
Have you met my mother?
No, well, I mean, once.
That's only funny because she was dead, and they didn't exactly meet. Hey, it is the season of dead mom.
One of us met it. Met anyway.
It is the season of my dead mom. Her birthday's coming up on the
15th.
Don't we have the dead mom drop?
It's been 38 minutes until you brought up the dead mom.
Since minute 7. I brought her up. I feel like it was minute 7.
Oh, fuck. Okay, whatever.
I'm just saying.
I gotta get a dead mom theme.
Yes, get the dead mom drop.
Oh.
No. Something way more fun. Something way more annoying. Italian, loud, screamy, like that woman doing the death metal. That's way more mom.
Very well, then.
This is inappropriate.
I have my assignment for next week.
Do not extract that vocal. I hate it.
Oh. Although I will not be here next week.
Okay, so...
Which means the whole show is scrubbed because you don't know how the board
by.
Works.
No, I do. I just won't do it without you.
Yeah, why am I out next week? Oh, I have some Elks bullshit to do. And then we're on next week, and then we're out again on the 28th because goddamn holidays.
Yeah. No, you said we were off next week.
Off next week, on the following week, off the week after.
So we'll see everyone for the new year.
Oh, God. When is New Year's Day?
It comes up so.
It would be hilarious if we had to do a show on like January 1 or 2. Oh no! Ah, fuck! We don't have to do one until the 7th. That's fine.
It's fine. Up next on The Cure to Catastrophe.
What about it?
Well, something that a lot of people have been waiting.
Oh, it's the
for
fourth.
Them
Sorry.
To release. Sudan Archives came out with a new LP.
Jesus Christ! Like the last one they released was like before the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a really long time. There are a bunch of lyrics that reference that fact, addressing the audience. This one's called Dead. We'll also hear, this one's super interesting. In the video, there's a story about it. Hopefully I can get into it afterwards. It's a song by Muddy. It's called Payroll. And hold on, there's a genre thing that I want you to talk about because I think that you know about it because I don't.
That makes a shocking change. Jesus Christ, it's 40 minutes into this and I haven't even gotten... All right, go ahead.
Soca? It's a poor
Soca?
Man. Yeah, Soca.
You don't know about Soca?
Oh my God. See, this is exactly what, thank you.
I mean, like, you have you heard of reggaeton?
Yes, which
regular listeners will know is my guilty pleasure.
So, Soca.
Soca me encanta.
Soca
the is sexiest music.
Pretty love it. Close.
Well, we're going to hear some Soca.
Am I not correct?
It's a portmanteau of the words soul and calypso. So.
All right, great. Let's get it underway because, goddamn it, it's 40 minutes past the hour.
Well, don't let me pre-announce anymore. That's why this is a catastrophe. Is it curated? No, it's irony.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Space and time, so still we rise with grace. face and me fade in the morning with chains and iron. I am a backpack and ready. Rubbing me backpack and ready. Promoter done laughing already with a backpack and the heavy owner. They go out to put it up, grab and a payroll. I'm fresh like you.
paying rent on this storefront space on the gamble that we'd get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space. And we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So, hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air with almost no training whatsoever.
Shay from the Bay in Maldoror, putting screen doors on local submarines since 2019.
This is the motive gun. This is the motive gun. This is the motive gun.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe. Ooh, there's that. Let's jiggle some wires. Can you hear that?
Huh, interesting.
Do the output from the board.
Holy mackerel.
No.
That's one of those things.
It's so good. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. The only
thing
worse...
We are jiggling the fuck out of our wires.
...than dead air is what just happened. However, that last set, I think, makes up for it a little bit. Maldoror had an acceptable time. Closing it out, we heard from Distinct Motive and Ganja White Knight. That was Bark Mode. We also heard All the Way, which is how I think we all should be leaving social media right now. That was by Big X the Plug featuring Bailey Zimmerman. And off air, Maldoror was commenting how much he likes the collaborations between the country guys and the rap guys.
I do, in fact.
To me, it seems an obvious marriage because both, I think, good songs in both genres have very good storytelling and very good bass lines. Before that, we heard a new genre to me. It's just because I don't know very many words, or at least too many portmanteaus related to music. That was Soca. The song that we heard was by Muddy, called Payroll, and opening it up, a long-awaited release from Sudan Archives, that was Dead. That song had a couple movements in it. I just love their stuff. Maldoror, what's going on over there?
Oh, I was just going to announce something. I was just waiting for you to be done.
Report back. We have to be listening
to Sudan
sort of in-
Archives. The Howard Zinn Book Fair is happening right this second at the Mission Campus of the City College of San Francisco. It's basically
right here?
Anarchist book fair. Yeah, it's just around the corner here.
On the corner.
Yeah. And it's free. I mean, you can give them money if you want.
Give the address?
No, it's City College of San Francisco Mission Campus.
So it's got to be, isn't... It's
sponsored by the
22nd and Valencia.
Sponsored by your friends, the Labor and Community Studies Department of City College of San Francisco. Free childcare. Anyway, Howard Zinn Book Fair, Fight Supremacy, Actions Against...